We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples with Greg McKinley here, Riley County Commissioner, joining us here this morning. And we've been talking a little bit about public works projects and some other highway projects that are kind of in the works in the design phase right now. And one of those, this is going to be an interesting one here, I think, in the future, just north of Manhattan here in near the Tuttle Creek Dam and where Seth Child and 24 meet. We got a couple different projects kind of in the works here through KDOT, don't we?
Yeah, they're looking at both of those interchanges. They were out there this spring survey. Yeah, the survey crews were out there this spring, you know, getting the preliminary stuff done for the designs on them. They're talking about at both locations doing a roundabout, and there have been some bad accidents at both of those intersections, and they definitely need improvement.
It's about time for the one on the dam there where 13 meets 24. I think most of us could agree that that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's such a wide open intersection right now. If you weren't familiar with the thing, I would think trying to pull up there and decide where to go through all that wide thing would be challenging, I'm sure.
Sometimes when I go fishing up there, like I'll stop at the gas station, get some snacks or other things, and then try to go straight across, and that is a scary proposition.
yeah, there's a lot of traffic on that, you know, and you can pull out and stop in the middle, but I don't like, there's room there, but it doesn't feel good sitting out there.
No, it does not, and unfortunately, people have had some bad accidents there, and then just a little bit down the road is the Seth Child in 24. People always, I always have to explain to some of my news people, sometimes they don't realize that Seth Child and Tuttle Creek merge, but they do. They're up at Highway 24. It's Highway 24 technically.
Yeah.
But another roundabout there as well, huh?
Yeah, and that's, you know, just a T intersection, but they're talking about putting a roundabout there. Obviously, they haven't seen the plans. It looks, that'll be a challenge, I think, the way with the physical area, you know, there's a pretty good drop off on the north side, and there's a bank on one corner, and you know, I'm not sure how they're going to get that put in there, but I'm not a designer, so.
Yeah, well, and I wonder, because you get a lot of trucks coming from the north, probably into town, and probably vice versa. That might make a little bit of a challenge there.
Yeah, and I saw one preliminary design, and they were talking about it showed that if you're going, I guess, north on Tuttle, you wouldn't even go through the roundabout. There'd be a bypass around the side if you're going straight, so you didn't have to go through that if you were going. But again, that makes that intersection so large.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I covered a fatality accident there a couple years ago, so that's another one that needs improvement for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll continue to watch that. So how soon do you see maybe the design work getting completed?
We've heard every time we hear it's a different date, a different year. Well, not even date, different year. They're saying, oh, it's coming. Well, maybe it won't be for another year. Well, it might be 3 years. You know, it's the state schedule, not ours.
Typical. Yeah, KDOT is not always the quickest. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's other items working on here right now. The budget is a big one. You guys have your budget kind of ready to go and have a hearing next month, huh?
Yeah, we've got the budget finalized. we've been working on that. That's starts in May. So we have not every meeting, but almost every meeting since then. There's been some discussion of it. We first get a presentation from each of the departments of what they want to spend and everything. The first one that came through was a 3.4 mil increase. After working, say, for 3 months or whatever, it's going to be zero. There's no increase. The same mill levy is what it was last year. The departments have all gone back and really gone over things and looked at it, trying to cut out anything they could to keep it that way. They cut back. There's a couple of them that had requested additional employees, additional positions next year, and we've eliminated those. We were part of the problem is Riley County, 45% of the valuation of Riley County is tax exempt. Mm-hmm. So we're starting behind to begin with here. But we did go ahead, because last year they held salaries flat for everyone. This year they've we'd gave them the step increase and a COLA increase, and so we were able to fund that, but still keep the mill levy even. And RCPD budget, which we don't have a direct vote on, or we get assigned that, and that was a 4% increase from them. But again, we absorbed all those with cuts other places to keep the mill levy even.
But you do have two commissioners sitting on the law board, so I mean that's kind of
Those two voted against the budget. Okay. They're the only two that did.
Okay.
Well, in the law board.
That's right. I remember that now. Yeah. Now that you say that, because it was 5-2, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, how much is that? Because I was a little shocked that they approved the big increase there for the RCPD budget. Was that a surprise to you? And how's that challenge what you guys have to do with your budget?
Like I say, we get assigned whatever the law board passes. There's whatever percentage of it, 20% of it, I think, is assigned to the county. And we don't get to go back and ask. And again, I wasn't on the law board. I don't see all the stuff that went there. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I know the city had some on the city had a huge complaint about that because they fund 80% of it. So,
yeah.
And I could see when budgets are tough right now,
yeah.
that's a hard ask there. So.
Yeah, it is. And I remember reading some of some of the stuff they had, but I don't remember now what all that was.
Yeah. Well. And I know you guys always compliment your department heads. So I know they do a good job trying to meet your expectations.
Oh yeah, they did good. Like I say, they came in with what they wanted, and we worked on them. Said, well, what about that? They went back and looked at things. Well, we could, maybe we'll cut this and cut that. Some of the things you can't cut. There's a big GIS. You have to pay for an air flight that goes over to take the pictures that go on that GIS site, and it's done every 2 years, and it's $175,000. And if you don't do that, the appraisers use that a lot too, because they, instead of having to go out and look at properties, they can use those photos to get a good idea of what's there, so makes their job easier. In fact, he was saying the number of employees in the appraiser's office has gone down as they've been able to use those. Hmm. So that's, but there's things like that that do have to go up. And the department's done a good job, keeping things in control.
Yeah. Well, no one wants to see their taxes go up and right. Keep the mill levy fairly flat. That's, I think most folks would probably be pretty happy to hear that.
Well, and because actually, last year, they reduced it last year. So actually, what our mill levy now is less, not a lot, but a little bit less than it was 2 years ago, even. And like I said, I brought props. Can I show this on the microphone? Hold this up to the microphone. Our budget, the final budget, when it's done, it's right at 100 pages. The public, we have to publish one that's just basically one page that just kind of gives the overall things. But, each department goes through and lists office supplies, fuel, chemical, all their stuff, the staff, the funding of each thing. It isn't just, they don't just give us a number saying, yeah, we want this much money this year. They have to list out all their expenses and what's involved. And some of the things you don't know, Public Works, with the prices of oil for asphalt and gas, they use a lot, they obviously have a lot of vehicles and stuff. They put some increases in for that, but trying to best guess what, who knows what inflation is going to be next year.
No kidding.
Yeah, like I say, you're making the budget in August for stuff that's not going to be purchased for a year from now, and we're conservative on income on what sales tax revenue is going to be next year, and some of the other stuff like that. you try to be conservative on that and just hope things turn better. And things do seem to be getting closer back to normal from the pandemic.
And I know you've gotten probably some allocations from the CARES Act that might help supplement some of these, where folks can't increase their budgets.
Yeah, and they did this through this year. There was CARES Act that helped fund some of those extras. And we do have money coming in from, ARPA, the next group money. Mm-hmm. And we get $14 million. We got the first $7 million. We haven't done anything with it. And in the budget, it's a line item with nothing assigned to it. You know, it's not put into any of the day-to-day budget. It's for extra expenses, and we're looking at things to do. The first care stuff came through, you had to have it spent, you know, within months.
Right.
This one, we've got like 2 or 3 years, so you can actually plan ahead and try to get some stuff done. We've got some things we're looking at for some long-term improvements for things, rather than just trying to get by, but just, you know, get some long-term things and that was part of the rules in it is you can't use it just to drop your budget this year and then raise it back up next year. That doesn't help anybody that trying to get some of the major cost things done.
Yeah, I guess you probably have to be careful too. It's not just free money coming out of the sky.
Yeah.
If you add to your budget and you do something one time around, just know that after the 3-year period, that's not going to happen again.
Right. You don't have that money. And like I say, that's why the idea is to make it one-time projects, not an ongoing expense, because after 3 years, then it's back on you. So.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to increase your budget if you don't have to.
No.
Got that. All right. Greg McKinley again joining us here, Riley County Commissioner here on In Focus. I had another question I was going to ask you, but I might have to think about it through a break here. So
all right.
Let's take a time out. We'll come back more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.